In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace that he lavished on us. The word of God for the people of God.
Good morning. I'm Jason Laplow. I went on the middle school mission trip to Cass Community in Detroit. So just a couple days after the high schoolers left for Sunflower, the middle schoolers and I left for somewhere just a little bit closer to home. We went to Cass Community in Detroit. And while it was only a two-hour car ride from the church, it was still quite the experience. All week long, we helped out in every possible way that we could. We shredded paper, moved washing machines, and prepared food for a shelter. The conditions weren't really what any of us were used to. Like, for example, we slept on leaky air mattresses all week long. But, though we may have been seriously deprived of sleep, we let none of the shortcomings interfere with the way that we interacted with the world and shared God's love. It truly was a week of change, sacrifice, and selflessness for everybody in the group. And we had fun, too. Personally, I learned that cleaning off paintbrushes is a lot more tolerable when you have someone at your side to crack jokes with you. And it's a lot more fun to move a broken washing machine when the guys that you're working with let you push it off the bed of the truck and let it fall by itself. You might as well. It doesn't work anyways. Were probably the best words I've ever heard in my entire life. Arguably the best part of the experience, however, was seeing the faces of the less fortunate light up and smile when we did just as much as talking to them. We sat with them every day at lunch, and we engaged into conversation with them as much as possible. As I think many of my peers can attest to, we heard some pretty interesting stories. They opened right up to us and told us everything from the names of their children to the entrepreneurial business plans they've had since they were little kids. It was so great to see them so excited and happy, even though they may have been down on their luck. I don't have much time here, but the main point that I want to get across is that serving others through God shouldn't be something that you shy away from. It may sound horrible and unbearable to separate white and colored papers for 3 hours straight, but I came to find that when you're doing it in love, it can be the most rewarding feeling in the world. So, don't be afraid to help others, because in the long run, you're really helping yourself. Thank you.
You know, I don't know how I'm going to top that, but I'm going to. So, my name is Charlie Hunkins. I go to Jefferson Middle School, and I'm in sixth grade. That's a joke. I'm in eighth grade. For the 2017 mission trip, the middle schoolers went down to Cass Community in Detroit. There isn't much doubt in my mind that this experience for the whole group was positive. There are many different legs to our journey, each having a special event to its own. I have a slight inclination that if you asked any of the middle schoolers, they would each tell you about a way that it affected them or had some impact on them. Not all the experiences were bright, however. Some of the things that we saw or heard as a group were quite eye-opening. Some even hard to see, just because it wasn't the regular, since we are all so blessed to be where we are. But isn't that the point of a mission trip? We participated in many things that we feel impacted some people in some ways. One of the trip favorites was when we went to the World Building, located in the heart of Cass, and we made rubber mats. It was a long process that each and every one of us enjoyed. It certainly wasn't strenuous, but it took precision, and one mistake could make you have to restart the whole process. One of the more repeated things that we did was paper shredding. There were multiple stages to this process. For example, we had to sort the white papers from other colored ones. Then we had to put them in the shredder and put pre-shredded paper into a large block of paper. When we got introduced to the bikes in the electric room that would power the machines in the building, we incidentally decided to spend the whole time doing that and letting a select few amount of people do the work. Another event that took place was helping prepare food at a homeless shelter. We helped prepare stir fry that we would eat later. Each one of the middle schoolers were assigned to sit at separate tables from their friends. I think it's safe to say that each middle schooler met someone that certainly had something to share. It's surprising how the best people can be found in the most unexpected places. This mission trip helped each one of us come closer to God and made us feel like we were one step closer to become welcome in his kingdom. We are all looking forward to the mission trips in years to come.
Hello, good morning. My name's Abraham Yum. I'm a junior, and I currently go to HH Dial High. I went with the senior high youth group mission trip to Sunflower, Mississippi. And today I'd like to discuss the importance of mission trip and why we should all take mission trip in general. First of all, mission trip is important because of the cross of Christ. The cross of Christ demonstrates his love for all of humanity and provides a way for everyone to experience the forgiveness of sin. If you look at our shirts today, we have the Delta Grace logo. On one half, you see the sunflower, which represents Sunflower, Mississippi. The other half, you see the United Methodist flame to represent the denomination that Grace Delta was part of. But if you look closely and you look at the physical cross itself, you can see that it's actually made up of two crossing nails. So the thing is, these nails represent the mission of Delta Grace. From John chapter 2, verse 2, states that Christ is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not only for ours, but also for the sins of the whole world. So as Christ died for everyone's sins, it's important for us to reach out to everyone. Second, missions are important because of the command of Christ. In the New Testament, we are given the Great Commission, which is, therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. So for 2,000 years, the church, the proclamation of the church derived from Mark chapter 16, verse 15, which stated, go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. So this phrase, all the world, means that when it comes to our proclamation of the gospel, everyone is supposed to be included, and no one should be excluded from it. When we arrived at Sunflower, Mississippi, we were told right away that people live separately according to their race, because that's, as someone said, that was just how it was. But thing is, during our mission trip, the people that we helped out, we found out that they welcomed us with open arms, regardless of what our race or what our background. We were blessed to have the chance to get to know our homeowners, and this relationship then led to one of the key highlights of the week, in which all of the homeowners were invited for a Wednesday night service at our church that we were staying at. And to the surprise of Miss Veronica Pritchard, who was the preacher at the church that we were staying in, she claimed that this was the first time that all the homeowners came to the service, and not a single one of them missed out. Miss Veronica also, my last point about the importance of going to a mission trip can be summarized by a quote from Henry Martin, who was a missionary to India and Persia. He's quoted that the spirit of Christ is the spirit of missions. The nearer we get to him, the more intensely missionary we become. So it's true that a mission trip brings support to the community, but the thing is, it also provides support to the group and the missionaries that we serve. Throughout the week, we were at different stages with our relationship with God, but through serving the people of Sunflower, Mississippi, we got to experience God's grace ourselves. We also got to know each other really well, you know, whether it be jamming out to songs in the work sites, or getting dunked on by Andrew and Jack in the basketball court, or playing presidents and other card games during the train ride or during free time, or even participating in an intense volleyball match that was set up by the counselor's help, or finally meeting together as a family in the sanctuary of Sunflower United Methodist Church in order to praise and worship our great God. This year's mission trip was an amazing experience in that not only did we encounter people in need, but we were able to connect with them and share the grace of God with them. A mission trip is a valuable and enriching experience. It reinforces the fact that we are all God's children, and if one of our brothers or sisters in Christ are in need, then it is our duty to help and serve them with the grace of God. Although our mission trip was a short-term mission trip, I do know for a fact that what we have done during that 1 week will have a long-lasting impact to the community of Sunflower, Mississippi, and as the grace of God endures forever. So thank you.
Good morning. I'm John Hopper. I am a junior at Dow High School, and this is my third mission trip. Now, if you guys remember, this is my second sermon, and the last time I did this, I was referring to like what we're supposed to say in the sermon, and what I typically found right now is like why somebody should go on a mission trip or why you guys should support us. And last time I talked about how fun it was, but now I'm going to move a little different. I'm going to talk about the relationships that we build during mission trip. So I think this is why a mission trip is like one of the most amazing things ever, is the relationships we build. We're pretty much stuck with each other for a week, so you have to get to know everybody. It's pretty much impossible not to. You're eating meals with people, and you're going to talk with them. You're not just going to eat your sandwich and be quiet. So you get to talk to them during that. You get to play games, and you get to know everybody. And I think that's something that's really amazing. Like, as we probably all know, the Matthew 18:20 says, when two or three are gathered in my name, there I am among them. And I think that's like part of the amazing thing about being with a group of people. We're always together, and so God is always with us. And like that relationship with both God being between two other people or more is the thing that makes mission trips so amazing. Okay, I lost my spot. So I'm going to give a couple of examples of why like these relationships are like so amazingly powerful. Like, first of all, is you can like build friends of faith, and like friends of faith are like amazing because whenever somebody's struggling, somebody else can help. And I'm going to give an example during this mission trip. Now, I'm going to keep this person anonymous so like they don't get embarrassed or anything. But during the mission trip, there's a friend of mine, and they were going through some tough times. And so they like wrote me a little letter, and it was like, can we talk? And like, I'm going through some tough times, can we talk? And I was like, sure. And you know, John last week was talking about answering the call. You can't really click like no when they like ask you in person and they're a friend. So that's something that's amazing about like these friendships, is God tells you to go and you can't say no. It's not like a call where you can be like, oh, but I have something else. No, you can't do that. So that's something that's so amazing about these things, is I had to say pretty much yes. And I went over there and I comforted them and I tried to give them advice, but sometimes the best advice is just to sit there and listen to them. And I'm not saying this to like boast myself, I'm saying this to, you need to find friends of faith. You need to build those relationships. I got lucky to build this one, but we all need to work on them. And that's why somebody should go on a mission trip. You're going to build those relationships. That's why you should buy roles. You're gonna help other people build those relationships. And it's not just mission trip itself, it's also the entire youth program, which your role, big roles, also helps. So I'm going to give a second example, which is Jared Zahn and Garrett Brillhart. I've seen them all the time. They're encouraging each other to come to the next youth group. They're checking up on each other. I'm pretty sure they've given each other rides once or twice. And that's just one example. Tons of you, all of you pretty much are checking up on each other, and that's something that's so amazing about this. You get like those people, and you're constantly coming, and so you can build more relationships, you can get closer to God. And so I think that's something else that's truly amazing about like building these relationships. My third example is going to be with me and Abe when we were at mission trip. Now, me and Abe were a bit of a dynamic duo, if you ask me. We by about after the second day, we had learned each other, and we were like putting up siding, and we were just like banging it out. We were measuring really fast, and we just had the system down. It was amazing, if you ask me. We were just quick, and it's not even me. It's just like that cooperation. You get to know somebody, and you work harder. And I think that's something that God gives us. He makes it so like many hands make lighter work, but something that makes it even lighter work is when you know the person, when you get to like know them more than just, oh yeah, your name's Abe. No, like I actually know him now. So that's something that's also amazing. And so those three examples, I'm being very much like a pastor. I know your three point sermons, they're my three examples. So my three examples of why like these relationships are so powerful. And so, yeah, just that's why you should pressure your kids into going to mission trip. That's why you should. Why you should buy our roles, and you know, for you people who haven't gone on a mission trip or are debating about it, go, because you build such great relationships. Thank you.
Will you please stand and join us in worship with our last song of How He Loves?